Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and published best-selling author. Today I have a guest with me, except I made a boo-boo and gave her the host call-in thing instead of the other one. So let's just hold on a second, please. Okay, I hope I'm back on. Okay. So let me call back in. Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and published best-selling author. Today, I have a special guest on the line. There's so much background noise, I have no clue where it's coming from. I'm sorry, audience. So I just want to introduce a special guest to you today. Her name is Audrey, and I want to tell you just a little bit about her. She has always been interested in health. She started education with a major in biology, then changed to business administration, and earned her degree from the Union College in Lincoln, Nebraska. She worked with her adopted son from the age of 7 months till he was 17 for 10 long years to achieve something the state of Kansas thought impossible. This child had everything medically wrong with him, but the loving mom never gave up. Her son was able to attend UC Irvine in 2004, where he earned a certificate in human resources. And then Audrey took another course in 2014 for herself from the Institute for Integrative Nutrition and earned her certificate health coach certification. She's also taken care of her mother-in-law for the last 6 years. So as you can see, she has a lot of experience in the healthcare field, and her strength is actually Medicare insurance. So I'm going to call Audrey to join me on this call, and I'm going to start asking her a few questions. If you listeners have any questions, you can call in under 657-383-0440, and we can take your call. And otherwise, you can just, I'll give you the information at the end, how you can get a hold of us. So first, I want to start by saying good morning, Audrey. It's so great to have you on the call with me. How are you?
I'm doing beautiful today. It's a nice sunny day here in Fullerton. It's a wonderful day.
Wonderful. Well, I am so pleased to have you here and to actually share some very important information with us, information that many of us have misconceptions about or we're not fully educated about it. So if you don't mind, I'm going to start throwing some questions at you.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Awesome. So my first question is, can a woman or a man who did not work collect Medicare and Social Security at the age of 65 if their spouse is still working?
The answer to that question would be no. Because if the spouse is still working and the wife did not work, then she must wait for the husband to retire. Also, the husband must have worked for 10 years before he or she can collect Medicare. There are other government programs, but this is specifically to the Medicare program that these rules apply.
Wow. That's a new one to me. I just learned something new. Pretty awesome. All right. Well, let me see. What type
there
of special
unusual,
needs?
I was going to say there are unusual cases where people start to collect Medicare when their spouse is working, but that has something to do with Social Security, so I wouldn't want to get into that part.
Well, actually, I do have a question, and if you can't answer it, just say you want to talk to me later, or
okay.
If somebody else calls in and we're asking something that you cannot answer right now, you want to do research or see what the real thing is, we can always say we're going to get back to them. They can leave us information. But my question is such that I just be 5, and I was told I had to sign up for Medicare or I would never be able to get it without a penalty. Now, I'm still fully covered under my husband's employment plan because he's younger and he's still going to be working a few more years. And so I just signed up for the B plan, which was, I think, hospital only, to get my foot in the door. Is that the correct way to do it, or do I need to do something else?
I wanted to get into that a little bit more on question 5. Did you see the question that I'm referring to?
I did. Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, we can do that. I'm not going through all of them individually, but that's okay. We can do that.
We could go into that. We could go into that part now if you like. It doesn't have to be in any particular order. Because that question says, you know, I'm still working, and will I need to sign up for Medicare now, or will I get penalized if I don't? So the rules are, you're given an 8-month period to sign up for Social Security when you turn 65. If you are still working and the benefits you receive are equal to or equivalent to the government standards, then you have no problem. But and you're supposed to get a letter from the employer each year saying health and the pharmaceuticals are equivalent to the federal standards. And in one case, let's say the health benefits are, but the pharmaceuticals are not, and therefore they would have you sign up for Part B in order to get the pharmaceutical part, because otherwise you'd be facing a penalty. So it all depends on what the company you're insured under covers and how that matches up to the federal standards.
Wow. Well, I'm fully
otherwise,
covered through my husband. So.
Because
otherwise,
there's a penalty for health, and there's also a penalty for the drug portion. And so people have to be aware of Part A and Part B, different penalties under each one, you know, when you turn 65. But like I said, it depends on the benefits the company offers to people working there. So if the health benefits are equivalent to, there's not a problem. But the company sends out a letter every year once they turn 65. It's a good idea to keep those. Otherwise, they will go back in order to find those to make sure that you were covered properly. And then that's when the penalty comes in if they can't prove that you were under the federal standards. So that's the only part that comes into play there.
Wow, that is awesome to find out, because you never know. Not everything is always very clear when it comes to insurances. So thank you. All right, let's go to the next question. What type of special needs programs does Anthem offer?
Anthem offers several special needs programs. One is the state Medicaid program, and you can have that with Anthem and get additional benefits. There is a program for people who have congestive heart failure, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, chronic kidney disease, a diabetes management and prevention. Your doctor would need to verify that you do have these particular problems, but they have more benefits under all of these special needs programs than they would under a regular program. So it's to some people's advantage in order to check out Anthem's programs. I'll just mention one like the congestive heart failure, where they are monitoring the person to make sure that they're okay if they have a heart condition.
Okay, and Anthem is actually Medicare, correct?
No. Anthem is a private company, just like all the other companies.
Okay. Are you still there? Oh, she dropped. Okay. So the caller has just dropped. I can't take the call. So let me see what I can do. Just a second, please. I'm sorry for the delay. We just had to have some technical difficulties, and I hope they're going to be changed real soon. So anyway, Audrey is explaining that Anthem is a private company or one of those insurance companies that honors Medicare, and we'll go from there, and which is pretty darn awesome. I am thrilled about that because we need more than one company taking care of us, don't we? So let me see if she's going to be able to sign right back in. She is a little bit away from me, so in a different area, and maybe something happened that her call got dropped. That's what it says. So I hope she, yep, there she is. So I'm going to set her back in. All right. Well, there she is back on with us. All right. Audrey, do you remember where you were?
I was explaining the special needs program. The part I wanted to say is that Anthem also has its own company called CareMore Health. And CareMore Health, most of their special needs programs. However, if they're on Medicare and Medicaid, then that's directly through Anthem itself, and they can choose different plans that they want to work with. So it just sort of depends on the person. But I just wanted to explain that because some people may not be aware that Anthem is a mother company of CareMore, and they might have heard of CareMore before, but Anthem is the mother company to CareMore, and they are the ones that do most of the special needs programs.
Wonderful. That is so cool. I mean, there is hope out there. It's not that we have to say there is nothing for us. We just need to find the best suited insurance for our needs,
yes.
Correct?
This is true because, like, CareMore has care centers. When you go to the doctor, they send the doctors to the hospitals to check on you, to coordinate with the doctors there, so that when you get back home, that you have this continuous care, because their idea is to get you well and to keep you as healthy as possible.
Wonderful. All right. Let me ask you a couple more questions, because there is so much information that you have that I or we are not aware of. So, of course, we want to get it from the pro. So, for example, can I keep the same doctor I have had for the past 15 years if I join Anthem or CareMore or somebody else?
It depends.
Or do they force me to change?
All of the Medicare companies are contracted with various doctors. A lot of overlap, but they would have to check with an agent to see if their particular doctor is contracted for that particular plan, because
each plan has, should I say, each company that's contracted with CMS or the government has all these different plans. And so you need to find out exactly which plan your doctor may be under, because it's not necessarily so saying that, oh, if I join, I can have my same doctor. It's possible, but it needs to be confirmed with the doctor's office and with Anthem or any other health plan that they're looking at, that it would still have the same doctor. It's possible. You could still have the same doctor. And in some cases, people end up, they were paying co-pays before, and they go into a different plan.
Mm-hmm.
That is happening.
That's cool. Wow. Yeah. That's
but
good to know.
And sometimes you have other benefits, like free transportation and other things that come with it.
Yeah. And I was wondering, does Anthem, I mean, I've heard that Anthem gives devices in case an elderly person falls or hears a burglar in the house, that they can just push a button and call for help. Is that at no charge, or is that a charge, or how does that work?
Okay, that's called a personal emergency response system. And that's for people on several different plans. One would be the MediBlue Coordinated Plus HMO plan, the Medicare Extra HMO plan, and the MediBlue Select HMO plans only. It's not all of the plans across the board, but those particular plans. And what's good about that is if you were walking in your home or outside in the yard and you fell and you press this little device, emergency help would be there within minutes. Or if you heard a burglar at your yard or opening the door or walking down the hallway and you press the button, you know, the police would be there. So it is a good thing, especially for those who live alone. And because most people want to stay in their homes as long as possible, but you do need certain things to help you. And there is no charge for this program, as I said, but it's not across the board on all Anthem programs, just certain ones.
Yeah, but the ones who can take advantage of it, they actually should, because you just said it. People don't really want to go to nursing homes or assisted living or whatnot, because as long as they're in their own home, they keep their independence. They have more of a drive to live. They have something to look forward to, whereas if they're in care, they usually kind of give up, and that is so sad to see. I saw that with my father-in-law when he had to go into convalescent home after his leg got amputated due to gangrene from diabetes. And when we took him in with us, instead of the 2 months he had to live according to the doctors, he lived 6 years with us, and we started swimming and doing stuff again. So, yes, he didn't need that little device because one of us was always around him. But would he have been by himself? It would have been a lifesaver, literally. So I encourage people to look into it. If you're with one of the three plants that Audrey just mentioned, definitely look into getting the device if you qualify, so you can put your mind at rest and not stress over things that you don't have control over, but you can do the best and prevent things from happening. All right. Yeah, I have a couple more. All right. Oh, I heard that Anthem doctors still make house calls, and you can talk and see a life doctor from your home with a computer. Is that still possible?
Yes, it is. So this goes back to, as I was explaining before, that there are CareMore programs, and CareMore has care centers. They would like for people to come into the care center so they can check on them. and see how they're doing, because they want to keep them as healthy as possible. But because one of the first things that CareMore does, so this is under Anthem, is that they have people to come in and they give them a complete physical, and they want to check your meds and want to make sure that everything is okay. And so they keep constant records of what's going on with the person. Now, some people live in an area where there is not a CareMore center, and so the doctors will go out to where these people live, and then they will actually visit with them and see what's going on. They do everything except draw blood, because you'd have to have a special person to do that. But then they do make the house calls and see about the people. The other program is called Alive Health Online, and this is where you would visit with a board-certified doctor, licensed psychologist, or therapist in the comfort of your home using a smartphone, tablet, or computer for conditions like the flu, the cold, sinus infections, pink eye, sore throat, and some of those other type diseases. And there is no copay. You would just hook up with the information that they would give you. I guess more like an app, and you would be able to see the doctor, and they would be able to see you, and then they would even call in the drugs that you need at your local pharmacy.
That's amazing. That is really cool. There are so many rural areas where people can't go places. I remember way back when, I had an uncle, unfortunately he passed. He was a doctor, and he lived in an area where there were lots of mountains and rural, that was back in Switzerland. And sometimes he had to go by horse to make it to the people's homes to go visit them and help them with their health. And actually at his time even, that was amazing, when they couldn't pay him, they could give him like a loaf of bread or part of a calf they had to, they slaughtered for meat and stuff. And so he took actually things which you can't do here in the U.S., but there at that time, it was amazing. He did everything in his power to go to the people's homes after his office visits to make sure that everybody was safe and sound. And it sounds like CareMore are trying to do as much of that as they can without getting in trouble with other government regulations, because the countries are so different. So anyway, that's amazing. I do have one more question before we get into the closing. Can a person who's on Medicare go visit with a family member who lives in another state for 6 months to a year and still have their same Medicare insurance coverage?
Most insurances will cover you up to 6 months. After that, it's a good idea, because some will cover you up to a year. But some people have stayed with their relatives. You know, you get comfortable with the grandchildren, the children around you, and you forget that your home is in another place, in another state. It's covered under another service area. And by law, they don't have to give you benefits anymore, even if it's the same insurance company. What happens is that if you visit for that amount of time, let's say 7, 8, 9 months, you should contact Social Security and say, I want to move. And then they will give you a special time to then sign up with whatever insurance, so whether it's Anthem, who's in 28 states, or some other provider, this opportunity to sign up again, and then you're fully covered. But people need to be aware. I know personally of cases where people did not sign up and they thought, I'm okay. And then they found out that they had no benefits at all. It's only because they didn't let Social Security know that they had moved. And they just lost all their benefits. And in some cases, when people have Alzheimer's and other things, they are not capable of doing these things, and so then the state takes over. It's sort of sad, but people need to realize this for their parents and other people who may have problems like that, that this is a process that needs to happen so they still have their benefits.
Great. Thank you so much. Well, it looks like our time is just about up. So to recap, we had Audrey on the phone with us for Medicare insurance, and she's been really giving us some really sage advice. She also is offering a free gift to anybody who listens to the show, and that's a free consultation and free tangible gift when you meet with her in person. Her contact information is Audrey, that's AudreyH1921 at gmail.com, or you can voicemail or text her at 714-732-5521. For such suggestions and questions on the show, or if you want to be part of it, contact me at dythompson@gmail.com, and that's dythompson. dythompson@gmail.com, or text and voice or voicemail me only at 562-335-4956. And I will get back to you within 24 to 48 hours. So if you have any questions for Audrey or for me, if you did not get her information, it's in the transcript there. I could not put her link in anymore, but she can give it to you. Or you can contact me, and I will always be in touch with Audrey because she's a dear friend of mine. And then we can answer your questions that way. In the meantime, since next Thursday is Thanksgiving, we are wishing everybody a very happy, healthy, and blessed Thanksgiving. I will skip next week's show, and I'm going to say stay empowered, healthy, happy, and I wish everybody best of health. May we talk again in 2 weeks, and I look forward to hearing from you then. Thanks so much, and have a great day.